Salute all the heirs of the empire. Peace, love, more light. We are back. I'm your host, JF Bay. This is the Facts Over Feelings Third Eye High podcast. And we're back with the 40-Day Grand Ascension, right? And if you've been following the series, if not, go to my page. You can find all of the previous episodes on the timeline. Also, you can hear the audio version of this podcast anywhere you get your podcast content, Amazon, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much everywhere, right? So if you're catching the audio, you know what I'm saying, you can catch it there at the podcast landings. If you're catching it here, you know, Facebook land, they turn off the notifications, so they don't ever let you know when I'm going live. So, you know, you got to kind of catch me in the wind, you know what I'm saying? Peace be upon him, Marcus Mosiah Garvey said, catch me in the whirlwind, right? So you have to catch me in the whirlwind with this, right? Because we just out here truth trafficking, right? Dropping off these spiritual keys, right? So salute to everybody on the check-in. Salute to everybody that's going to catch this on the playback, right? So what I'll be doing, right, I'm going to give you 40 days, you know what I'm saying, of spiritual downloads, right? And this is what that 40-day Grand Ascension is about, right? And that Grand Ascension is talking about ascending, right? Because every day, you know, yeah, we rising and this and all this other stuff, grand rising and peace and all this and good morning. And if you go back in the episode, you'll understand what's good about a morning, right? Because every day something dies, right? And every day something lives, something in you that's turned into something else, right? It's kind of the caterpillar turned into the butterfly. So this 40-day Grand Ascension is dealing with these 40 different degrees, you know what I'm saying, of you ascending to the higher or the highest version of yourself, right? And all of this is dealing with the God self, right? So I give a lot of spiritual downloads from the Bible, you know what I mean, the Sun book. So, you know, don't be alarmed. I'm not trying to indoctrinate you to any, you know, ideology, but I'm just trying to get you to think, right? Because all of the books were saying the same thing. Teach you to master the heaven and hell that exists within your temple. Higher self, lower self, right? And what better way than to give this build for day 11, right? This is day 11 of the 40-day Grand Ascension. And we're going to go into some very powerful, because it ties right into what everyone got going on inside of them right now on the planet, right? To where I'm saying Tuesday, we're dealing with Tuesday, planet Mars, right? Mars is dealing with the God of action, right? Your passion, your desires, things you're trying, that fire, you know what I'm saying? So that get shit done energy, right? That's what Tuesday represents. That's what that Mars energy represents, right? After you come out of the moon day, you come out of your emotions, right? And you get your emotions in order on your moon day, on that Monday, you come into this Tuesday and you take that action. But you only take that action when you truly know what you're doing. In terms of what's your purpose. So we're going to go into this today, right? Day 11 of the 40-day Grand Ascension. I'm your host, JF Bay. Give thanks for tuning in. You know they cut the notifications, so a lot of people are not going to know I'm live. But when you come in, share this, you know, tag someone on your way in. On the playback. So day 11 Ascension is this. Your biggest weapon is your honest expression, right? What I'm saying to you, your biggest weapon is your honest expression. I love it. I'm out in the elements. Yeah, I'm out in the elements for real, right? I'm usually, you know, out in nature because I want to bring the, you know, that spiritual, you know, vibe to the video. But more importantly, you know, you might hear some helicopters, you might hear some planes above me. I just want it to be in the spirit of the build that we're about to do. And I'm talking about this war that's going on, right? Everybody with war. Everybody, we at war? Nah, we not at war. You're at war, right? And what war am I talking about? Your biggest weapon is your honest expression, right? And in this time we're dealing with, especially with the Mars retrograde, right? The Mars retrograde is serious, right? Because you got the Mars retrograding in Gemini. Gemini is dealing with the duality of the self, right? Your yourself and your alter ego, the shadow self, right? So this war is what's taking place right now, dealing with Mars and Gemini. So you're gonna see a lot of people's energy stepping out of line. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people's energy is just gonna be stepping out of line. So when you deal with this Mars energy, right? So we're gonna deal with this Mars energy all the way until January the 12th, right? This is when it stops. But the post-retrograde of Mars is going to be all the way until March 15th, right? So we're dealing with all of this energy that's telling you to take action, but as the real self. And the war that's taking place is, it's a fight between you and the fake you. Listen to what I'm saying to you. It's a fight between you and the fake you. What do you mean? I'm not fake. I'm me. I'm genuine. I'm real. You and the fake you, meaning the you that people see you as, the you that people carve out you to be, and you have to walk along those specifications. That's not really you. You know what I mean? That suit that you hang up, you know what I'm saying, when you get home, that's the person you're fighting. That's the ego. That's the alter self, right? So you got to look at this in this Mars retrograde, definitely dealing with Gemini, is for a specific reason. And we're dealing with this up until like the next 6 months. So it's the half of years. See, it's the half self. So what I'm saying is, you and the fake self. You know how you be chilling around people? You think they fuck with you, but they don't fuck with you. But you still chilling around them because you got on your fake suit. You done zipped on your suit. You like, oh, I'm about to go out and party. Hold up, almost forgot my plastic smile. You bring your plastic smile and your mask to every event. This is why the war is taking place in your temple. The fake you and the real you. You know, your face ain't hurting. If you ain't around people where your face hurting from smiling because you genuinely enjoying their energy, their light, light is being shared equally, then you wearing some Halloween shit. You wearing, you know what I mean, a mask with a smiley face on it. And it don't feel right. And this is why you got to go to war with that person. This is why I say, your biggest weapon is your honest expression. Because you know when you be around situations and something tell you, nah, man, get out of here. Some bullshit. Why I'm hanging around these people? I knew they was going to be on some shit. They was on some shit last time I was around them. But you showed up to the next event and you bypassed that feeling. That's your weapon. That's your weapon of like, sometimes you think you're judging people like, nah, I'm being fucked up, being hard on them. They could change. They could grow. They could heal. These people are good. But in actuality, you going to war with yourself because you got to put on a fake suit to make that statement a reality. When you felt that energy, that was your weapon. That was that honest expression to say, yo, these people want some fuck shit. I can't hang around them. I can't get no light from these people. Matter of fact, they're still enlightened. And that's the thing you got to take note of. And in this time, if you're not trying to be your real self, that fake self going to win. So in this war, you might come out on some straight bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You might be bullshit all the way up until next year. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't pass those necessary classes that you were supposed to be passing when you were doing the shadow work. And that's the biggest thing about this Mars retrograde energy. It's dealing with you taking action, but it also gives you a chance to heal and work and repair some things. So this retrograde is only crazy for some that didn't want to do the work anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know how you like, yo, I got homework. You had homework from 3 days ago and shit. You had 3-day weekend and it's Monday morning. Most people live their life like that, right? They live their life on that same frequency. So we're going to go into a powerful, you know what I mean, expression of that. And we're going to pull some scripture from the Bible, right? Because I'm trying to show you that this book belongs to your ancestors. This is a collection of esoteric stories. When I say esoteric, it's dealing with the inside. All of the stories was meant for you to get the gain from the story. You know what I'm saying? You know how the elders always told you something fly, and then later they might have told you, oh, well, you know why I told you this story? And then they'll give you this the complex science behind it. Maybe you were too young to grasp certain concepts. They had to give it to you in the simplest form. But here's the thing. Truth is simple. The lie is complicated. Truth is simple. The lie is complicated. You notice how everybody's beefing in all of their religious sects and, you know, they religious gang banging, and we got the truth over here and our club got the truth and our guy looks like this and he got a goatee and he got a mustache and he got locks and he got all of this stuff is to feed the ego, because all of the schools of thought are saying the same thing. Get to know the God self. Get to know the God self. So you stop looking for God outside of self. But somewhere along the line, someone got you following something. And if someone doesn't follow what you're speaking about, you got to be against them automatically. But truth is universal, right? Truth is universal, right? Right. If I was in China and I said I want love, isn't love still the same thing in China? If I was in Mexico and I said I want love, isn't love the same thing in Mexico? So we have to understand that vibrations are universal. There's no borders, no borderlines when we're dealing with vibration. So when you feel certain people's vibrations, and you know, the universe is of course gonna give you those additional downloads. But first and foremost, when you feel that vibration, yo, load up your spiritual AK. Get away from these situations that trigger your spiritual AK to get you to be outside of the self. Like, you know how people say, yo, I rock with you because you're yourself. I like when you just being yourself. Why wouldn't someone want to be around you when you being yourself? Why wouldn't they want to be around you if you got to be fake? So you have to ask yourself, if they want you to alter yourself, it's because they alter something in them. They're losing the war inside of them. So you're going to see a lot of people just acting the fuck out. Or verbal. A lot of people out here going to have verbal volcanoes during this Mars retrograde, because a lot of animosity, a lot of envy, a lot of internal hate that people might have had for you, that shit gonna come out, and it's gonna come out like a Hallmark card. You know what I'm saying? Just think of a person could have wrote you off. Yeah, they cutting the bill. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on with the signal, but you know, we dropping that science. But just think if someone sent you a Hallmark card, poetic like a motherfucker, but it said the most fucked up shit to you, but it was true and it was real, and it pulled out something in you to give you a reality check to say, yeah, I know where I stand with this person, or I know how much this person, you know what I'm saying, values me and my energy, my light, and what I bring. Because if you're around people that's on their path, you're showing up because you got some light that can shine on their path. But then if you're around and they throwing stumbling blocks in your path, then you got to check those you got to have in your circle. Because everybody's not going down the path you're going. But the thing is, if I could light a little light over here, oh yeah, man, take that exit. That's your road. You still got to drive it. But if I'm going to use my light to block the sign so you can't see where you're going, then that's intentional. That's intentional. That's a person that used their spiritual weapon on you. So how you get out of these spiritual attacks, you got to check the war that's going on with yourself. Are you winning that war? So we're gonna get into something very powerful, yo, because that Mars energy is gonna be very prevalent up until the middle of March of next year, right? And you got a lot of signs, you know, Libra, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn. This is our best time. This is our best time because we don't get busy. We're gonna get busy. That fire is gonna be up under us the way we like it, but we're gonna be able to use our fire for our intent. Just think of that. You could lend somebody some fire so they could cook their food, feed their family, all well. You can give them the food for thought, and they can learn how to get the fire and do all that stuff themselves. Less work. Or you could just take that fire and use it all for yourself. But when you use it for yourself, your talents, your gifts, the things you're putting out into the world becomes that inspiration. That starts 10 fires. Sometimes you can't just be a part of somebody's shit to inspire them. You just got to show them something that's moving. You just got to show them, yeah, I already did it. It's done. So be it. Manifested. I create as I speak. So now, from people that don't believe in your fire, but always want a light. Listen what I'm saying to you. Step away from people that don't believe in your fire, but always need a light. Can I get a light? You trying to vibe up my spiritual high and crap. Yeah, they got this signal going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Every time you drop that, yeah, they got this thing glitching. But we're going to try to get through it, man. Salute to the ancestors. They hit me with the spiritual downloads real time, though. But just through my whole train of thought, right? But the thing is, about this war, you already claimed the victory in the war. And what activates your weapon is your sincere, honest belief in yourself. That belief in your shit. Not that you need a bunch of cheerleaders around you. You need some people spectating and say, yo, she said she was going to do it. He said he was going to do it. Nah, I said I was going to do it because I'm doing it. You don't need the extra chatter. This is your moment. This is your time now. This is what this whole retrograde is about. And it's going to show you who's going to come out on the other side of this war. The fake you or the real you. But as Empress Lauryn Hill once said, the real you is more interested in to fix somebody else. The real you is more interested in to fix somebody else. So you don't need the conscious costume. You don't need all the bullshit. Speak from your heart. God mind. So understand this, right? Yeah, they dropping people out the bill, all kind of things. But the playback is going to be elegant. And the dope part about me archiving this 40-day grand ascension, the more you watch back these builds, you're going to pull back more keys out of the energy, right? Because this whole build was sponsored by the ancestors. Give shots to the Elohim, to light being Zamiel, right? This whole thing is sponsored by the higher light within yourself, higher light within myself, right? And we just one voice speaking that universal truth. That's why we all hear it, right? And we're not trying to, you know, step nobody outside of what they believe in. You know what I'm saying? Your walk is your walk. But if we can agree on truth, if we both can agree on truth, we can rock. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You might like riding zebras, you know what I mean, in the desert. I don't know. It's your hobby. It's your thing. You feel me? But if we can resonate on truth, we got a commonality. And we can stand on that. So the cool thing about this retrograde, right, dealing with Mars, right, a lot of people, as I said, are going to have verbal volcanoes, right? And these verbal volcanoes where they're just going to be erupting all the stuff they had bottled in them that, you know, against other people, against, because remember, in the middle of this war, they're going to be looking for an enemy to blame, right? But the only, you know what I'm saying, enemy is the enemy. The only enemy is the enemy, right? Because that war is only going on internally. The war is going on with yourself first before you got a disagreement with somebody, you can't stand somebody, or, you know what I'm saying, a person wrongs you, you know what I'm saying, and you want remedy. All of this stuff first starts in the temple. It has to be something that, you know, you're vibrating at a specific level where, yeah, I feel like I'm wrong. My reality says I'm a victim. You know what I'm saying? You got a victim view on reality. A victim view on reality. And most of us, when we step outside of that, we realize we got more power than what we think. But sometimes you got people around taking the excess energy, so you never get the chance to fuel up your tank. You never get the chance to recharge your shit. Because you're around people that, in your face, they, yo, you gonna do it. You doing it. And the minute they click over, the minute they shut the door, all right, bye, catch you tomorrow, they stole your energy, and now they're using that energy to tear you down with someone else. So you got to look around while you hammering and banging nails. Look around at the people that's not working. But they see you working, and they just congratulating the shit out of all your work. But, man, when you going to pick up a hammer, dog? You know what I'm saying? You've been at the construction site all damn day. You know what I'm saying? You over there with the Gatorade. You know, you on your second lunch break at the construction site with me, and you ain't picked up no hammer. So you got to look around at those people that love to see you working, love to take from what it is that you got working, and they not working, right? And the minute that you criticize them that they're not working, they try to tear down what you work for. Watch those people, because you can build and destroy. Right? First, you got to maybe implode a building that you know, blowing up, getting out of the cleared area before you lay them stakes down and, you know, build up. So you can build and destroy, but you have to know which one comes first. You can't fall outside of divine principle. So let's get into it, though. But those that are dealing with the Taurus, the Leo, and Scorpio, and the Aquarius, they're going to be dealing with a lot of money coming to them during this Mars retrograde. Right, you're going to be dealing with a lot of ways to put your money in order, you know, a lot of ways to create a lot of financial streams, right? You're going to be able to tap into those elements of, like, what if, as he said in the book, right, faith of a mustard seed, no, a tiny mustard seed is, what if you can have any reality you wanted, and what started it off, that spark that could ignite that reality, was just you believing in shit, that little bit of percent of just believing it. What if the people that are pretending really believe they doing it? That's how you be like, yo, they fake as hell, but they all the success seems to come at their feet. But what if it's because you think they faking? You know they faking. You see it. You know something's a little bit off, but they sincerely believe they doing it. So blessings just happen to follow them. It's just the laws of nature. So it's a lot of people with fucked up hearts. They got blessings. This is what I'm saying to you. I don't think you heard me. It's a lot of people with fucked up hearts. They got blessings. See, the creator didn't say I'm not going to bless everybody. Remember earlier in the series, he was washing the feet of the robber, the murderer, the rapist. He was washing the feet of the homeless man. And they said, you the Most High, what you doing washing feet? I must be of service. So understand that all of these things are going to come back full circle. So your biggest weapon is your honest expression. So when you're under attack and you're at war with these people that you think are your allies, all you got to do is just be real in the moment. Don't be fake like them. Something's wrong with my friend. Dun, 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 dun. Let me come to the rescue. Nah, nigga, fall back. Peep the scene. Is that my friend? Wait a minute. Are they pulling me in a storm that they already losing inside the self? What the fuck did I step into? Did I step into a spiritual landmine where someone will set up all their failures and wait for you to step on them, and then you triggered them as to why their blessings aren't coming? Their blessings stopped. And I told you, you could be fake and fake your way into a blessing. He's gonna bless all of us. So these people see that their well runs dry. And when they see that you the water, you got the light, you got the knowledge, they won't come to you saying that they thirsty. They won't come and say, hey, friend, can I get a cup? You'll gladly pour them a glass to drink. But they'll come to you like they're not thirsty and try to drain your well while you sleep. You know what I'm saying? Look at the people that downplay your resources, downplay your light, downplay what you could do until you can't do for them. See, they don't pull out the downplay until you can't help them no more, right? But like, just think of this. These people are stealing from your spiritual mansion, right? So think of this. A person is your friend. You invite to your home, feet up on the coffee table. Hey, get your feet up on my coffee table. I don't even put my feet on the coffee table, right? But you got that much love for them. You know what I'm saying? Bring a plate out for them. That kind of family, right? And they bring that kind of energy to rob your spiritual mansion, right? And just think of this. In the middle of the night, you sleeping. And you wake up. What's going on? Somebody's in the crib. Somebody's breaking in. You grab that thing, whatever, you know, if you're in a carrying state, you know, however you got to do, grab your baseball bat, whatever, you know, your I wish a nigga would of choice. You know what I'm saying? You stand around and you notice some noise in your crib and you hear items moving around and there's shit going out your house and you see it's your friend. Oh shit, it's my best friend. You look at them, they look at you. I'm looking at them, they looking at me. We looking at both of us. So now you see them carrying your TV out the house and they look at you and say, that wasn't me. Oh, this your TV? Oh, this your house? And they accuse you of accusing them of stealing. Oh, you think I was stealing? You think I was coming to steal your punk ass TV? I don't want your raggedy ass TV. My raggedy TV that you was about to put on your truck. The TV you got right now that you was about to put in your house, right? Meaning, peep the analogy. People are robbing your spiritual mansion of all the contents, right? They're stealing everything, all your ideas, your thoughts, out of your spiritual mansion. You catch them stealing, and they downplay the value of what's in your home. They downplay the value of what's here. Because if somebody fuck with you, they got to fuck with your thoughts, the way you see things, right? You have to at least converse with people when you do business and you're building. You have to have, but people can fake that. They fake that for some time. One thing they can't fake is when they're around your energy genuinely, consistently. See, all you got to do is not fake with them. And you're going to always see who's who. You're going to say, oh, shit, that's a zipper. That's a zipper right there. You thought they was real as shit. You thought that was real. You thought that was God cloth. You thought that was the God cloth. And you seen a zipper. And, right, person disappointed you. But they're losing the internal war. So they rather be the false self. But the only way you stay out of the way of those bullets, those storms, is you got to continually be yourself, especially when somebody's showing you some bullshit. Here's a red flag. When someone tells you you're being fake, you're being fake. When you get up every day and tie your shoes, how you tie your shoes, you walk how you walk, you talk how you talk, and someone says you're being fake, that's a red flag. They think you're seeing a zipper, so they got to throw you off. They got to accuse you of being fake because guess what? They can't fake it for too long. They can't be as real as you for too long. You know how some people turn on the Cinderella shit, they turn into the pumpkin at 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want some Cinderella shit. they mass falls off at 12 o'clock. So they can only be around you when it's on their terms. And when it's not on their terms, when you pull back your energy, you will see how these people are just riding energy. And really, they're waiting for when they get caught to where they could blame you for not giving up enough of your life. Should've let me steal more ideas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look around and listen to the conversations you have with your circle, right? The people you call your circle. Listen to the conversation, listen to the feedback that's coming back. Listen to the I's and the me's and the, you know what I'm saying, the undertones and listen to the what we building as a team type of thing. All these conversations, you know, will present themselves. But we're gonna go into some powerful stuff, right? Day 11 of the 40-day grand ascension, right? And you keep yourself always on a genuine vibration no matter what. Even when somebody piss you off, even when you know they out of line, even when you like, I should slap shit out of them for that, you might have to pray on it, you might have to hug someone on it, you know what I'm saying? Talk to your altar, do what you gotta do, roll you one, however you gotta do it. But you level up when you don't give a lower vibration back for a lower vibration. See? Because you can always level up when someone gives out a negative vibration. You can always turn the frequency up a little bit higher. And you kind of neutralize that shit. Right? That's why love cancels all. So this whole build about this, right? Where this Mars retrograde, a lot of people are going to be afraid to do the shadow work, right? You know, we all hear about the shadow work and all that, right? But being that the Mars is in Gemini, it's really the shadow work of that ugly you, that other side of you that most people don't get to see. And who is that person? Sometimes that's that person protecting you. Other times that's that person getting you into shit. You got to confront that energy and somebody has to come out on the other side. This is what this whole retrograde is about. Otherwise, you can't manifest moving forward. Because you're going to always find an obstacle in your way that's going to stop you from getting busy, from doing what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, salute, Empress. Give thanks. Ancestors just told me to flow, you know? So I'm going to just let it flow. And this whole retrograde is really about those that are comfortable with doing the work. Now's your time to shine, right? You know how some people like the work, then there's some people that don't like the work, then there's some people that are day people, then there's some people that like night shift. This shadow work is like the day shift and the grave shift. You heard? Shadow work is like the grave shift and the day shift, because it's that middle world, right? It's after 12, it's that middle world. It's not daytime and it's not nighttime, but it's where both worlds collide, where the sun and the moon can both shine at the same time. But it's that balance. And it's showing you the mirror self to say, well, wait a minute. Who's really the warrior? Who's the warrior in my story, and who's the coward? So you're going to find out that person that was always running off to bust a gun, that was the coward. That was the scared one. See, this Mars retrograde is about doing the shadow work. But more importantly, it's about strategy. Because Mars, the planet of action, is dealing with, yeah, you take action. Mars is fire, that energy, pop off, you know, I'm in Aries, the whole vibe. But we play chess, and everything is about strategy. So for the next 6 months, this whole thing is going to be about your strategy. And based upon your strategy, it's going to determine the multitude of your success. Your strategy is going to determine the multitude of your success. Keyword, your strategy. Because when it's your strategy, you don't need so many players and moving parts in your game. So when you're playing chess, you can't tag somebody in, hey, yo, can you make these next three moves for me? I'm going to go to the bathroom. Nah, when you're playing chess, it's you. These are your moves, your thoughts. Your destiny decides the game. And that's why life correlates to chess. So when we look at this, the shadow work that we all have to do, doesn't it always make something better? The shadow work is like cleaning up your house. Like, you mean to tell me you wouldn't clean up your house? You know, some people look around like, man, I need to clean up. You know what I'm saying? But then what's the feeling after you clean the crib? And you feel that release and then that freedom and then that clarity and you know what I'm saying? Your thoughts are a lot better. So that shadow work is cleaning up your spiritual temple. It's saying, you know, wait a minute. I got to go to the attic. You know what I'm saying? Go to the basement, throw out some things that I've been keeping, blow some dust off some things that maybe need to revisit. Some projects, some plans I need to give some life to that I was giving my energy to somebody else to that wasn't for that, right? You got your pitcher of water. You can share with somebody that's thirsty, or you can show them where the water's at. But your water is for your seeds that you planted. Keep that in mind. So don't go around just spilling your water because everybody look thirsty. Because everybody's not coming to drink with a sincere intent. They coming to drink because you got water. And they gonna drink it all up. And they all have to go find some more water. So you gotta understand where you stand in someone's movie. A lot of times we think we co-stars, you know what I mean? I'm a co-star, that's my bestie. We co-stars in other people's movie, and they got you written in as an extra. It's gonna die before the credits roll. You know what I'm saying? You an extra that's gonna die before the credits roll in somebody else's movie, and you thinking that you a co-star in their movie. You thinking that y'all tight like that. When you just gotta check people's continuous vibration, because the spirit is gonna always come out. I don't care how much they fake, the spirit is gonna always come out. It might be a look, or they can't stand you. Something's gonna come out to where they're in disdain with you. And it comes out mostly when they're over praising you. Right? Be careful. That's why I say beware of false idols and all those people throwing worship. So watch those people that overly praise you. You know what I'm saying? It's good. People, you know, give me compliments and this, you know, I'm just a servant of the Most High. Don't what I'm called to do. Anything above that, I don't want no other titles. I don't want none of that. But it's people that, you know, might overly compliment you. You have to watch, is that a motive? Is that sincere? What's behind that? Right? And most of the times, that's when they're masking themselves. They'll overly applaud you. But the minute it's beef, they clapping at you. The minute it's beef, they the first one saying, yup, I know where they live. You know what I'm saying? They the first person that's going to be the op. Because most of the people that you give an opportunity to can be an op. Most people you give an opportunity to can be an op. Everybody running around talking about the ops. Look at all these opportunities you giving out. Because it's good to give back to people and to want to help and be a part of things. But you have to understand what's someone's intention. Why they want what they want. Because you and someone else might want the same things, but you want it for another reason. And if your reason is more sincere, you got to protect that. Because that person is coming to be against you manifesting that which you're trying to manifest. I'm saying, support your people. But if they're not supporting you, you gonna know the difference. It feels different. But let's go into something, right? I want to go into John chapter 20, verse 21. Jesus said unto them, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. The Father has sent me, and so I send you. Peace be upon you, right? Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. So the Most High was on that vibration of Islam. Islam just truly means I self, Lord, am master. Because when you know the God self, you master thyself. That's why I kept saying that the creator was your master. Nothing, the book was never talking about no spooky person outside of you that you were supposed to give all submission to and stop being the self. The book was trying to remind you of the self and how vast your story is. It was just trying to tell you it wasn't just nationality. It's deeper than that. It's just deeper than we gods and we built this and we built that. It's truly, do you know the vibration you created to create those things? Can you tap back into that vibration that was used to manifest those things? And that's the missing part of it that we're missing. And all of that comes from the mustard seed. All of that comes from the belief, that faith. And what I said, the people out here that's fronting, they believe they're doing it. It's not enough of them. Now, however far that movie goes, it's on them. But, you know, fake it till you make it thing or whatever. But what if you sincerely had that belief in something you was trying to do? See, it works both ways because it's all energy. It's a vibration, right? But we can go on to that book. Go on to that book, right? That book of light, you know what I mean? That sun book, right? Bible just translates into the sun book, the book of light, right? And Christ is the light, right? He said, I am the light within the temple. And we are talking about Christ. That's why I say Yahshua, the Christ, the Christ. And I like his last name, Yahshua Johnson, Smith, Jones. the Christ, which is a title, title nobility, the anointed, the one who has the light of truth in their heart. So do you have the light of truth? You're the Christ. You're the light, the doorway. And the only way to the Father is through me, through the light within your own heart. You got to live according to your own truth. How can you not know truth if you haven't picked up any of the books to see, like, well, wait a minute. What if they threw my perspective off? Have I actually read it for myself? How long have I been letting these people read to me? What if they did this shit intentionally to throw me off? And then what if you double back and you found all these keys in there that was just trying to wake up the soul to itself? Right. So before we get into that, right, we're gonna go on to something. We're going to go on to something. Because, the creator just said, build with him. Just build with him. Right? So, we got to build with him. Go on and build with him. So all of this stuff that we're looking at, right, the creator placed us in a different space. And that great I am, right? Let's talk about that great I am, right? Because what did he say to Moses about the great I am? Moses says, when the people ask me, Christ, what's your name? What should I call you? He says, I am that I am. I exist. Think about many names. So when you understand this part, right, that the whole principle of that is the belief. Do you understand the secret? Case in point, I am a drug dealer. I am a janitor. I am a CEO. You get what I'm saying? Whatever comes after the I am, this particular affirmation activates the God particle. Case in point, the I am is bearing witness to the existence of. So what I'm saying is create those affirmations of the I am. What are you? Because you are what you say you are. But here's the other part of it. If you don't believe it, it's not going to last. It's going to be, you know what I mean? Like the people out here fronting. Something temporarily, right? So this whole Ant wants to read the book. You know what I'm saying? Ant just crawled in the joint. But this whole concept of the I am, it all deals with who you believe that you are. And if you say I am a God, how can you be God if you ain't studying God? See, the books wasn't trying to punish you. The books was like, yo. Once was this dude, right? Cool brother, right? Everybody knew him in the hood. You know what I'm saying? He looked out for everybody. Did everything he could. Then he said he was the son of God and got his ass kicked by the world. You know what I'm saying? The end. You know what I'm saying? But he resurrected. But this is the gist of the book. You get what I'm saying? Because the minute you start confessing your power to the universe, the universe is going to challenge you or put you into situations where you got to use that power. That's dope, ain't it? Say you can fly. You know what I'm saying? You're going to find yourself on the edge a lot. You're going to find yourself on those cliffs in life where you got to jump. You're going to feel those butterflies, but you got to jump. But why do you feel those butterflies? Because that butterfly was once that caterpillar. That's why we feel those butterflies. Because that butterfly was once that caterpillar. And that caterpillar feels that feeling because it knows it's going to turn into that butterfly. So why are you still down here crawling when you know you can fly? Understand that all of this is esoteric. So that great I am all deals with the self, and it's dealing with bearing witness of God. For no man can possibly exist unless God existed, right? So you ask yourself, did God create man or did man create God? But if God created the thought and man is a thought of God, what came first? So there never was a time that man was not. So you have to understand that we are that infinite thought, that infinite expression made manifest into a collections of atoms that evolved. Adam and Eve fell from great heights into the temples, back to raise ourselves up to the God self. Powerful. So that great I am, right? If any man should humbly declare, I am a street cleaner, I am a farmer, I am a doctor, I am a king, he would be bearing witness to his own existence as being hence to the existence of the Creator also. These words, I am, bear witness to the very fact of life, which is of God. It is the very testimony of being or existing. As a man proclaims, I am, he is also bearing testimony of his own relationship to God, see? And God's relationship to him. Such is in the testimony of God in every man's being and the testimony of his life. I am a failure. Well, what is a failure? What is it like to fail? Let's change that energy. Well, if you fail, you had to fall from somewhere. If you fail, that means you had to fall from somewhere, right? So which means you was flying. You was in the air. Oh, superhero shit. They don't know what that's about. See what I'm saying? People will judge you on your failures, but they ain't never been a superhero. They ain't got no motherfucking cape. They ain't never tried to fly. So I am a failure. I'm a failure that won't stop flying. I'm a failure that won't stop flying. That's my new slogan, trademark. I'm a failure that won't stop flying. So you have to understand that try is to live. Right? Because those endless possibilities connect you to the God self. See, a miracle is only a miracle because the belief of it. Better yet, a miracle is a miracle because someone believed it to be possible. What activates everything in this reality, what the whole book was telling you about Christ walking around with these miracles, it was the belief that activated anything in this 3D reality. You can't manifest the things you want because that 1%, you ain't got that 1%, that sincere 1%, that faith of the mustard seed in yourself. You believe in all these other people around you and you cheering for everybody loud as shit. Sparing beer in the stands, got your pom-poms, popcorn and peanuts. But you ain't cheering like that for yourself. Soul knows you bullshitting. The soul know that you don't really believe in what you're trying to manifest. That's why it can't manifest. But that 1% is what ignites it. That 1% is what manifests the miracle. That mustard seed manifests the miracle. The mustard seed manifests the miracle. You get it? But it has to be your seed. Because it's cool to have people to believe in you. That's dope. We all want that. But sincerely, that first seed that goes into the ground has to be your seed of belief. And your watering of it is going to see that it manifests. Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, Empress, you on it. And the whole thing is about that. If you can't really grasp the full concept of the God self, you can't really come fully into knowledge of the self. Because the whole story is about us reminding us of the self. It's like we get to be on the outside looking in of a story that we wrote. We're on the outside looking in of a story that we wrote. You get it? But we're kind of remembering and stumbling in the dark along our way, remembering that which we already thought, right? Because that's what the consciousness is, the infinite thought, timeless thought that never dies, that energy that doesn't die. And then that water that carries memory, right? And we all came through these waters and we need that water to sustain our lives, right? So all of this stuff, and then water in the wine and all this, and eat and be merry. So drink wine and be merry, the whole vibe. It wasn't so much of just, yo, get crushing grapes, because the concept of the wine, it took work to create the wine that you enjoy. So to understand it, it's going to be a labor of love in this existence, right? It's going to be some shit that your ego going to be uncomfortable with, but the soul going to be lit. You know what I'm saying? The ego ain't going to like some of these lessons you're going to have to learn here, but the soul is like, it's the class I signed up for. You know what I'm saying? It's that spiritual online class. You know what I'm saying? The real online class. And every day we get these spiritual downloads. So you just have to tap more and more into the honest self. And that's where your weapon is. That's where your protection is. It's always being real in every moment you find yourself in. Don't be fake around nobody, family, friends, who fucking ever. Don't be fake with your energy, because it only destroys your temple. The more you lower your vibration to fake shit, the faker you get. The more you lower your vibration to fake shit, the faker you get. And it's just simple science. So always keep your vibrations slightly above thee, and you can always see those circles that you shouldn't find yourself in or you shouldn't be in. So this whole thing is powerful with that I am statement. So you have to understand, what type of I am are you trying to be? And are you that great I am to yourself? Right? Because you don't want to be all these other things because other people want you to be these things. It's dead energy. You know what I'm saying? You're living through somebody else's mythos. You're living through somebody else's legend. That can't be. You know what I'm saying? We're here to, you know, go through our own journey, right? Every hero got to go on his own tail. So this whole thing, right? I want to go into Isaiah, right? I'm going to go into the book of Isaiah, right? Because it's a lot of game in here, right? That's all just trying to wake the soul up to itself, right? It's not trying to, you know, put one person over the other. It's not trying to say, well, these people are evil and this and that. It's really trying to say, yo, it's going to be a hell of a war going on. You're not going to know where the attack's coming from. And the whole time the attack's coming from inside your temple. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't even know this is a spiritual war, and you running around trying to grab your gun. You know what I mean? It's cool. Stockpile them if you got them. But this particular weapon or this particular war can't be fought with man-made weapons. So you got to grab your spiritual AK in this particular time. Definitely do. No, you know what? I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes, right? I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, right? Chapter 11. Verse 5, right? Yeah, here we go. Yeah, the spirit just said move. All right, so chapter 11, Ecclesiastes, verse 5. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice to them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shine. Let them remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. So understand that we got to get both. So that war is going to be some dark days. It's going to be some sunny days. But have you ever seen any wars that were fought? They fought in the rain. These niggas fought when it was sunny. You know what I'm saying? War was war. It's like, oh man, it's about 95 degrees. I don't think we're going to war it out today, my G. It's too hot for the ops. Nah, the war was on when the war was on. All terrains and all seasons. So understand that the war is never ending. But when you understand who's winning the war and who you got fighting with you in the war and what kind of arsenal you came with, you're not tripping. So you're not warring with others when you win in that war inside. You're not warring with others when you win in that war inside. A lot of people out here just walking landmines and shit. You know what I'm saying? They walking around like with hair triggers because they not doing the shadow work on themselves at all. And what happens? Eventually those things in the shadows come out the closets. You know what I'm saying? These people are going to be destroyed by their own weapon. See, I can destroy the enemy with his own truth. See, this is why the creator said love instead of hate. You can destroy the enemy with his own truth. How do you explain that scientific experiment? You can destroy the enemy with my own truth. I can destroy the enemy with my own truth. Self, because initially the war is starting on with the lower self and the higher self. The heaven and hell, the God and the devil that's existing in your temple. Because the devil is only an evil character because you're ignorant to who God is. See why the ego always got somebody to blame? Because the ego is the only thing that's out of place. See, the soul is here to get all the downloads it was coded to get. The ego needs everything explained to them. Why did this happen? Why did this happen now? I just got a raise at my job. Why did this happen now? I just had a baby. Why did this happen today? when the soul is on a journey and it know what it signed up for. That's why the soul is always kicking you, giving you those feelings to tell you to be real. When you're around situations where you're just trying to be cool with people, keep it along, you really like, I shouldn't be around these people. They're actually sucking my energy. So you have to understand, if someone's not giving back, which they deplete, that's kind of like a parasite-host relationship, right? So let's get back to this, because, yeah, they was going into something here. I lost the place there. Okay, we go to Isaiah. But that whole thing with Ecclesiastes, right? That's deep, right? So let's look at the last part. So it's dealing with rejoicing when you're dealing with the darkness. So what I'm saying is this. In a time when you're around certain people, when you think they're supposed to have your back, and you go through a storm, and then they don't have your back, this is the time you're supposed to be rejoicing, because the storm is going to reveal to you who's not rowing in your boat. You know what I'm saying? The storm's going to reveal to you who put a hole in your boat. The storm's going to reveal to you, you know what I'm saying, all of these elements that you couldn't see when it was too sunny outside. Because everybody's coming around when it's sunny. Everybody want to be invited to the cookout. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want a plate. You feel me? Everybody want a plate, but everybody's not trying to help you cook. Everybody want a plate, but everybody's not trying to help you cook. Remember that part. So in the times of you rejoicing in your darkness, you get to tap to your weapon. Because when you're in your darkest times, aren't you honest? Listen to me. When you're in your darkest times, aren't you honest with yourself? Aren't those motherfucking tears real? Aren't those tears confirmation that you're going through a storm when you're honest with yourself? So when you're going through these times, you got to be honest with yourself, right? So it's forcing the ego to say, ah, nigga, these are tears on my face. The ego can't say, well, I don't cry. Nope, the ego has to shut up and get out the way. And the soul has to cleanse. The soul has to get rid of that energy that's stagnant within the temple. So rejoice in the times of your darkness, because that's when you're able to tap into your weapon. That's when you tap into your honest expression. You're being honest about, I'm going through a storm. God damn, it's dark. I can see. I need help. I don't know what I'm going to do. These are the times where you're truly an open vessel for the Creator to give you that spiritual download, to pick up the God self, to raise you back up to your higher self, because it's all talking about you. And I'm talking about the God outside of you. So these storms are designed to get you closer and closer to the God self. So these wars, these little quarrels that you're having, these little battles that you're having with the internal self, they just helping you level up, showing you how to use your spiritual AK, teaching you how to use your weapon, teaching you how to get those away from you that don't need to be in your siphon. But they all serve a purpose, right? Because some of these people become spiritual targets. Well, you can use your spiritual AK where you don't have to physically harm these people. You just hit them with love. And sometimes hitting them with love is just telling them about themselves, letting them know what it is, and then letting it go. Let it go. Let go of that spiritual AK, and then let it go. Right? Because all weapons formed will prosper. That will hit their intended target if that weapon is created by said Creator. You get it? No weapons formed against you. So the only weapon you can form against you is your own doubt, your own tearing down of the temple you're trying to build. That comes from not knowing how to use your own weapon. What's your weapon? Your honest expression. Most people don't know who they are. They still in the group. They still in the gang. They still got 20 people. And we all was chilling in high school, and we're all friends and friends till the end. And a lot of people still don't have their own identity. They're not going after the mission of the soul. Actually, that run gets tired. You're going to get found out. So that powerful passage there about Ecclesiastes, in the times that you in your darkness, that's the times where you get lit. That's the times where you see God did this, but God did it for real. Not no fake, you know, Jay-Z song. God did it for real, because we're talking about the God that overcame the obstacle, the God that raised up the vibration that came from his devil self to the God self. We're talking about the God in you. Every day you get a chance to raise higher to the God self, or stay a little bit longer in your devolved nature and understand who the devil is. But the more you understand who the devil is, you understand how you fell. This is why you got to love Lucifer and God. What if God is just the devil in a ski mask? Right. So we got to understand the whole concept of this, right? Salute, King. Give thanks for tuning in. So rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart. See? So your honest expression is always going to be found in the heart. You know when something fake, you feel that shit in your heart, like, oh, time for me to go. Oh, shorty said something. Nope, I felt that. That was kind of fake. It's time for me to go, right? Oh, neighbor said, oh, family member said, you listen to the heart because you get those vibrations. Those vibrations are instantaneously. That's like an electric pulse that goes straight from the bloodstream to the heart, then to the mind, right? And automatically you compose how you feel about that thought, right? That feeling, right? That impulse, that energy, right? So if everything is just a feeling, and a feeling is tied to a thought, then the only thing that truly exists is our thoughts. Why is someone always fighting for our minds? Why is someone always trying to control the version of truth? But truth is universal. You get what I'm saying? That's why, like, you could turn into a bill like this. You might have never heard nothing I've ever spoke 500-600 videos in, and you resonate with it because truth is universal. The truth is simple. The lie is complicated. So everybody making it seem like it's a mystery and so deep and this and that, and God is so complex and this and that, which God is, which you are. But the understanding of the existence of God, that's simple. And that's the faith of the mustard seed that you're missing that's going to allow you entry into the doorway. It's going to allow you to even get access to the light. This is why we talk about John, the book of John. John bear witness to the light. John represented the light because first he had to bear witness to the light he saw. So you got to go through something to kind of have some experience on something, kind of have some authenticity to your story. Right. A lot of people respect my walk because they know I'm walking. It's not to take away from your walk. Walk with me. But respect that I'm walking, and I respect that you're walking. And this is why we can share in the same vibration in this frequency of love and truth. Right. So here we go here. Right. It says, walk in the ways of thy heart and in the sight of thy eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. So understand that at the end of this, the God self in you is going to judge all of the walks, all of the deeds, all of the obstacles, because it's going to judge you according to the heart. Did you do everything according to the heart? If God wanted you to do something and you knew you had to go through 10 obstacles before you got to that thing, would you still attempt it? And if you did it sincerely, this is what the judgment's about. It's you judging the soul. Did I really freely give my soul a chance to get busy down here? Did I let people lead my light in all these other directions into brick walls? Or did I really start using my light to light my own path and getting busy for myself, for shit that I want to manifest? Because first, you can want for others, and you can want with them, you want them to manifest things as well. That's true. I want for my brother and sister as I want for myself, right? That's godly. So I'm not taking away from that. But if you don't want what you want for yourself first and foremost, everything else is fake. You're only clapping for your friends because they see you clapping. And you want them to see you clapping. Nah. Clap. Because it's the natural reaction when, like, you in awe of what this person done. You seen them jump. You seen, you know what I'm saying? We cheer people in our lives because sometimes we was there when they was through those obstacles. So we hold on to those relationships thinking that they're the same people. But if they haven't moved on in their vibration, you have to judge people merit by merit. When the last time you used your light for me? And that's how you'll judge who's walking with you and who don't want to walk around you. So, last part. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart. Remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Once a man, twice a babe. Once a man, twice a babe. Once a man, twice a babe. What does that mean? When you come here, you're in the innocence and ignorance of the baby. You're crawling around trying to find your way in the dark. Once a baby. You get up, you finally get some understanding, that knowledge of self, you truly know who the God self is, and you're trying to find that supreme light outside of self and leave your light for others to find so they can find theirs. You become that man. And then when you're making your transition, and that wisdom has filled up the temple, right? It's like you filled up your temple with books, with all of that supreme knowledge of the self, to now let that light ascend outside of that temple, to now leave the physical prison, right? The physical manifestation of the temple, now to the spiritual temple. You become that after being, or that elder, that person that's ushering into the higher ascension of the staircase. So now you become that baby again, because now you're going back to the innocence, the unknown. What is it after this? And what's going to happen when I die? And what really dies? So you go back to that innocence of that wanting to know. But if you look at the whole journey of man, it's all about wanting to know. It first starts with the I am, then the I know. But first you got to know that you are before you know. Get it? Before you know God, you got to know that you God. Before you know God, you got to know that you God. So all through the scripture is telling you this. And this is the key they're leaving out. This is why all of the pastors and the imams and the rabbis and all them can read the religious books and put you to sleep, put you back into bondage. Because that's the key that they leave out of the book. That's the missing key. That's the square and the compass. That's the carpenter's tools. That's why Christ was telling you he was a carpenter. He was trying to tell you what masonry was really about, mother and son. My son. Am I not my mother's son? From God's mouth to God's ear. Masonry. You get it now? We only wrote it down to teach others. But we had the world's largest libraries. So all of that, which was hidden, or what they buried in the books, we had it hidden originally. We didn't speak it to certain people that didn't vibrate at a certain frequency. You wasn't even invited into certain spiritual temples. They could read your vibration and they wouldn't give you certain books. Nope, you ain't ready. Because they would know that if you didn't have a mature understanding of what you were reading, these books would take you through time travel. These books would take you on journeys of the soul. These books would take you on, you know, deep in levels of imagination, multiple universes, parallel realities. So if you can't control the generator, you know what I'm saying, that third eye, that projector, then you could misinterpret that which you were reading, right? That's why I remember it was dangerous for people to read. But then how dangerous are you once you know how to read? See what's going on? A lot of our people know how to read, but it's like, well, what are we reading? What's on your spiritual list for your diet? What are you feeding your mental, right? So let's go to Isaiah, right? We're going to go to Isaiah. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, and we're in the King James Version, right? Isaiah 55, chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my words be that go forth out of my mouth. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and I shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Do you understand? In this time of this Mercury retrograde, you got to be very careful with your words. And what we said, that I am. What comes after that, you ignite a ritual that can manifest in this reality. So now you have to be sincere with your word. So you're going to see people in their tower moments that's having these verbal volcanoes blow up on you, blame you for stuff, call you out. Step out of that storm for a second. Step out of that energy. Understand where you vibrating at and understand who you are. Understand your power. Understand that these people can't take you out of your element unless you get permission. So meaning, in the times when people spewing stuff at you, watch what you say. Only speak light and existence, because you're going to be able to use that energy that people throwing at you negatively to manifest the things you want for you. Stay on a higher vibration and you can use that fuel to ignite your manifestations, especially in this time with Mars. We're dealing with action. And as I said, what we're looking at in Isaiah 55:11, My word shall not, my word goes out and it doesn't come back to me void. My word is bond. So you have to understand that all the things you want to manifest in the next 6 months in this season, speak that shit into existence and don't speak nothing else. Somebody around don't want to hear it, get from around them. Somebody, remember, you ain't even speaking it to them anyway. It's going to manifest once you speak it. Speak it in your four corners. Speak it, put it on your vision board, put it together. Meditate on that vibe. See what it's like for a day. Just go out in a head movie. Just go out for a whole day in that energy of what it's like to live that for a day. To live in that space for a day. And watch the universe conform to your will. But it all starts with you first activating that belief of it. So get out of believing in 100 people this time in this season. Believe in those people that showed up to show you they believe in you. They around. They're the ones still hanging around after this new moon. Those are the people that got you. The people that you're going to meet coming up. Those are the people that you're going to see who's moving along and who isn't. Those behind are behind for a reason. Now, if they're taking another road and you end up seeing them at another exit, at another light, cool. If not, that's cool too. But you got to be good with fucking the deuce. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to be good with saying I'll see people later. And sometimes you ain't going to see them later. Sometimes it's just a walkthrough. But 55:11, right? So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. So you never wish bad on somebody. Even somebody just wish bad on you. Step outside of the energy. Use that. I'm fired up. This person pissed me off. This person hurt me. Use that to get creative in your own shit. Just take that in a moment of you angry as shit. Meditate for 5 minutes and then pull out an idea you've been sitting on. Watch how you transmute that energy. Try it next time. Next time you're angry, you're in a conversation with somebody, you want to send them that long ass Bible verse text. Just pause, step outside of the energy, 3 deep breaths. Say, fuck it, take 2 pulls or whatever. But step outside the energy and just put that mindset on something you want to create. And watch how you turn that fire into fuel. Powerful shit. Like we have to understand that if we are gods and God is energy, then we affect the energy in some kind of ways, don't we? I could say something to you that could turn your energy up or I could piss you off, right? So if energy and vibration, all these things are constantly in play, then what happens if your energy is always on a higher vibration? Then none of your blessings can be denied of you. You know you're going to go through these lessons. That comes with it. But like, you know that everything that you say you wanted is yours and can't be denied to you. What you tripping about? Then now stress is a frequency that you don't vibrate on. It's dead energy. It's stagnant. You can't charge up off of that. You can't recycle stagnant energy. So why store it? Right? So 55:11, right? So it goes on into 12. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up to the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up into the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name and an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. All of the elements, all of nature, all of the universe is going to bend to your will. You moving according to the soul's path. You ever notice you come outside, them birds is chirping, them birds is singing and shit? Them birds are singing for you. They're going off your vibration. They're all here to serve us, right? We got dominion over everything under our feet, as the Creator said. So everything in existence is constantly wanting us to get to that higher vibration. Because when we're at our higher vibration again, we got balance and harmony inside the temple and outside the temple. So this is powerful. We're going to go into Isaiah, but we're going to bounce around to a few of them, right? And I want to look at a few in the book of Psalms, right? Because your biggest weapon is truly your honest expression, right? Because your silence is death. Your silence is death. Every time you're not being the real you, something in you dies. Every time you're around fake energy and you're not allowing your real energy to flourish, your energy's dying. So silence is death. Every time you're not using your genuine expression to uplift the creator, something's dying. And we're talking about just praising the God in itself, the higher self, raising up that energy to the capstone. So that silence becomes a death, because every time you're not vibrating where you should, you're somewhere you shouldn't be. Every time your vibration is not where it should be, you find yourself around vibrations that you shouldn't be around. And you're going to always learn another lesson. Remember, don't stick around where you don't belong. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go into a few more in here, right? Let's go to Psalms, right? Let's go to Psalms. Psalms chapter 8. Now, I think I gave that up. I gave that up on the last one. That's a powerful one, though. But we come back. And we bounce around. We just go with the Spirit. We go to John. Yeah, let's go to John. Let's go to John. Here we go. Let's go to John. John chapter 6, verse 25. John chapter 6, verse 25. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not, not because ye saw the miracle, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. That daily bread, that knowledge, that believing. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. They said unto him, What shall we do, that we may work, do the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom hath sent. They said before unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What work thou doest? Our father did eat manna in the desert, and it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses, give you not the bread from heaven, but my father give you the true bread from heaven. So now, I went into this in one of the earlier ones, right? And I just wanted to revisit that. That bread that we given is that knowledge of self, that truth. Every day, that daily word, that spiritual download that helps you move a little bit closer to where you're going. Right? You notice how you be on the road, you think you lost, and then you'll see something that's familiar, or you'll get a feeling, yeah, I'm going the right way. This is what these moments become in your life. These miracles, these memories, these moments you have with people in passing, and these lessons and these blessings, right? Yeah, the ancestors, Empress, like this whole build is definitely sponsored by, you know, the ancestors, those light beings, and I'm just allowing them to, you know, fill up the vessel and, you know, put that light all four corners. So this whole passage here, 25, right, where we at? It's about that bread. So it's saying we all want that, you know, bread, that money, right? We want these physical things and, you know, we temporarily need them. But it's really saying that, like, this bread that you're really here to get is the knowledge of the soul. Because if you had the knowledge of the soul, you got like a roadmap that can help you get through this path that you on, and you're more content with why you got to go through what you're going through and why it's you and not someone else. And the whole time he's telling them about this faith, this belief, and is what activates it. So this whole concept of truth is something to be believed, right? But after you believe it, it becomes a knowing. So first you believe the concept of God, then you know that you God. See how this goes together? Definitely about my father's business, you know what I'm saying? Definitely about my father and my mother's business, you know what I'm saying? I am my mother's son, right? And we all have to understand that she was that first spiritual vibration that gave you that spark, that divine thought of I'm me, and that's my mom. The first thought you had, who's this woman staring at me? That's God. That's mom. That's the one talking to me the whole time, that was feeding me, that was... So we already come with that concept of that nurturing of God, and to be close to God, to be close to her, to be close to her energy. And we have to get back close to her to create another God. See how spiritual law works? Got to stay in divine order. So I want to go to, not Romans, we went into that last one. Let's go into Galatians, right? Let's go into Galatians 5, 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, right? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, you free yourself from the bondage when you realize you're in bondage. See, the whole concept of the Bible was to get you out of bondage. See, the people that wanted your wallet, they used the book to put you back in the bondage. But the whole book was telling you to get out of bondage. So how do you get out of bondage and free yourself? The book's telling you that you got it. How do you confirm it? The book's telling you some shit you're going to go through when you start telling people that you got it. The book is going to confirm the walk that you're going to have to take. And it's all dealing with the truth of the soul, the truth of the self. So let's look at that. 5:1, right? 5:1. So understanding that yoke that's broken, right? That egg that was cracked, right? Because right, you was cracked in the egg and you was born and then baptized and born again, but you came out your mother's water. So it's the same concept. But that water is not physical. That water is a consciousness. It's a pouring of consciousness that came upon you. That now you're new because you're not seeking for that which created you. Your creation itself. And you become one with creation. And you get back to creating. So you have to understand that we're bashing the belief of God and is there a God and this and that. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the God in you. Because the whole book is telling you that you God. John 10:34-36. Hear God's. If you call this God's until the word God came and the scriptures cannot be broken, you believe me when I say that I am God. You say that I'm blasphemous when I say that you are God. Which one is it? The whole book is telling you to wake up back to the God self. But you're here to go on this journey to understand the suffering of man. Because God and man is one and the same. So for you to not have a belief in God, you don't believe in you, God. Get it? A lot of us are spending our spiritual energy bashing on all the books when the books is trying to tell you to get back to yourself. It's just the spiritual characters that is inserting themselves in the book, being authoritative figures, are pimping the scriptures. But you got to read it for yourself. That's why the Creator said use your own discernment. You got to read this with your third eye. So this whole thing that's going on through the book is just trying to get you to wake up to what's really taking place inside you. It's explaining that war that's never ending, right? The war that never ends. And where was we at? Was we here? I think we was. Let me see something. There was another verse that I wanted to go into. Give me a second. See, I bounce around. I just go with the spirit because I know these spiritual downloads are for different people in different walks of life, right? But I'm going to meet you where you at, right? He just said, come as you are. You know what I'm saying? Come as you are. But this part here, that stands out to me. You're God's. And it's not coming from an ego standpoint, right? When he's saying that you're God's, he's just saying that to have knowledge of self, to understand who you are, you got to study God's power. Because to study God's power, you unlock God's power. Do you get it? And you're no longer running around in this 3D reality as powerless, right? Because remember, the whole book of the miracles that happened all through the Bible, it wasn't the miracle per se, it was the person's belief. Remember, there was a woman that was bleeding. She was bleeding to death. Every day she was bleeding, right? And she said, if I could only touch his garment, let me touch his clothes. Man, if I could only touch his suit, you know what I'm saying? If I could just get a little touch of that silk, you know what I mean? That Egyptian cotton. But it wasn't that. The concept of the story of that particular miracle, what did he say to the woman when she said, if I can only just touch, and he let her touch the garment? He said, you were healed because you believed. You believed that touching my garment would heal you. The miracle itself isn't the actual thing that we're focusing on. Oh my God, he walked on water. It's the belief of the concept. What activates the miracles here, what manifests your miracles, is the belief that you can create it. And you can't fake that belief with the soul. So you can talk with your group, talk with your club, talk with your, you know, your circle, and look at all y'all vision boards. But when you go home with it, what thoughts are under that pillow? Do you really believe you can manifest or not? And that's what separates your miracle from someone else's. That's what the book was trying to tell you. And everybody else was wilding out and focusing out, man, did he really create those miracles? Did this stuff really happen? But they forgot the person in the story that believed it to be. That was the person that had the true power. All of this is real. The concept of God isn't activated unless you believe it. You can't believe that you're God unless you truly believe you're God. And when you believe so, your vibration changes. Then you start to move accordingly because you're naturally wired that way. You ever notice how nature and animals, they all just seem to be on a program? Nobody got to tell them. They just get busy every day. And if we have dominion above them and we have supreme consciousness, then it serves to say that we would also have the same concept, that we're wired to do something too. Now, we can deviate from the norm, of course, that's free will. But if you really got in line with what the soul wanted to do, what if you could manifest beyond your wildest dreams? And the reason we can't create the pyramids is because we don't believe we did it. There we go. You can't recreate those pyramids because we don't truly believe we did it. That's why we all walking around with the religious clothes and keep talking about the pyramids and all these other people, because we in awe and we really don't think that we're these same people. Because we can't raise our vibrations just to love each other. How you want to build a pyramid and you can't even love your brother across the street? It's a vibration. Those brothers had to be on such a high mental vibration to be creating those structures. Look at how low our vibration is. So if you need a high vibration to create high vibrational manifestations, then you have to pay attention to all the things that keep your vibration low, all the things that lower your frequency, friends, family, whoever, content, movies, thoughts, self-talk. All of these things have to be checked, especially in this retrograde, because it's time for you to do the shadow work. But what's going to help you get out of this war is your honest expression. Be honest about the emotions you're going through in that moment. And if you be honest in that moment, you're going to find out you get out of that moment faster than what you think. Powerful. So we're going to wrap it up with this part here, right? Silence is your death. And every day, there's a funeral. That's why there's a good morning. Every day, something in the soul could die. Or every day, something in the ego could die. That's your free will. But every day, something is growing. And every day, something is decaying. You have to always be cognizant of your cardinal mind. Now, the cardinal mind is what has to die. Your old way of thinking. Because every day you're going to get different downloads, different spiritual intents that's going to raise your vibration, that might say what I believed last week ain't true, or what I believed last week no longer serves a purpose to be true. So you have to give yourself credit when you're on this quest to ever constantly learn. Because to learn is to take everything in account, right? To take everything in account. You can't just I'm only going to learn what I want to learn the way I want to learn it. Life's not like that. But what helps you on this road, you got to be honest about what you're feeling. Because a lot of these emotions are just fleeting moments, energy. Some things that just wake you up, something that just gets your attention. To, hey, keep your eyes on the road. You're drifting. You know what I'm saying? It's not something to dwell in. And sometimes we get stuck in these pockets of energy, and people siphon our energy because they see we on the side of the road, you know what I mean, with a flat, and we ain't got no jack. So a lot of people come along to help you to hurt you. Some people come to help you to heal you. They come to talk about what you're going through. Then some people come to talk about what you're going through with you. That's the difference. Make sure you heard that right. So yeah, we can go to John. Let's bounce around. The creator said just bounce around on him. You know what I'm saying? We'll go to the book of John, right? Give me 1 second. Yeah, book of John. We'll go to book of John, chapter 6, verse 27, right? Chapter 6, verse 27. No, I went over that. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, ancestors is definitely on me. They like, yeah, make sure you get that in the bill. Yeah, I went over that one. Okay, so we're gonna go into one more part and we'll wrap it up. We'll do our affirmations, right? No, I gotta go to Acts. Let's go to Acts. Let's add this to the bill, right? Our 40-day grand ascension. We're gonna go to Acts, the book of Acts. Cause it was something powerful in Acts. And yeah, I was gonna put it to tomorrow's bill, but I'll just do it for today. Acts 29. Hey, we got helicopters and planes, all kind of stuff overhead. Yeah, let's just use the key. You know what I'm saying? Give me 1 second. 117. All right, 1 second. Yeah, so the book of Acts 5, chapter 5, verse 29, right? Up, took me back to John. All right, give me 1 second, family. As the spirit just said, go into this one before you get off the bill. So, gotta obey spiritual law. 117. All right. Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29. Chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Why is everybody wearing crosses if they hung them on a tree? Man, who they used to hang on trees? Sound familiar? So they hung Jesus in a tree. Hung a lot of other gods in trees too, right? See, it's a lot of hidden truth in this book, but it's a certain way you got to read it. And those that control you with it, they understand that. Now, if you come in with an enemy standpoint and these religion is the devil and this and that, and I understand where you're coming from with all these institutions tearing down our communities and, you know, robbing us basically. I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying for you, consider builds like this and others, you know what I'm saying? And just step outside of this without a religious mind, right? And just take in what I'm giving you and just see if any of this information resonates with you. Truth, right? But to understand this part here, understand who you are. I'm gonna go a little bit above that, right? Let's go a little bit above that. Him have God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Remember, repentance, forgive them for they know not what they do. Forgive them for they know not who they are. See, the sin that the whole book is talking about, it's not something you're gonna go to hell and give us $20. Nah, the sin is ignorance, not knowing the God self. The whole book is telling you that. It's all esoterically written. to give you these principles at certain different degrees to catch you where you're vibrating. And it was never meant to imprison you with the information. Knowledge is free, right? Isn't that crazy? Knowledge is free. You can go to the library for free, read a book for free. But knowledge can also free you. That's why it's free. So this whole thing here, and it was all talking about particular people that had a particular bloodline and rather a particular vibration. So you can be of God and not of God in the same creation. This is why Lucifer was once an angel, right? But that fallen angel is you. Fell from great heights to these physical bodies in bondage. And to get out of bondage, the book was trying to teach you about yourself. Because how can you be God if you don't know about God? It was never to argue about somebody, I know all this about God and you don't know what I know. It was never, and this is all true, and you got, it was never meant to be taken like that. None of the stories were meant to be taken literally. So things are going to be contradictive. But did you get the gist of the allegory? Did you free yourself from the knowledge that was hidden within the scripture? And that's how some people can be lost in the book, and some people can use the book to light their path. That's why it's a sun book, the book of light. So we're gonna wrap it with that one, right? And we're gonna go into our affirmation, right? You know how we do the 40-day grand ascension. This is day 11. I'm your host, JF Bay. I'm just here to shine my light your way to help you find your light switch and keep your light lit. So day 11, you know how we do this. We do this in threes. We send this up. We're going to repeat this three times, right? Make sure I covered everything I needed to cover. Right. We're going to repeat this three times. My biggest weapon is my honest expression. I will never block my own light. It must shine in all that I do. For my purpose is to lighten up the darkness in this world. I am to do the will of the God inside. The brighter my light gets, the more I allow it to shine genuinely. Two more times. My biggest weapon is my honest expression. I will never block my own light. Okay. Yeah, they cut me for a second, family. Yeah, that was too powerful. They had to cut the build on that. All right, we're going to do the two more for the grand ascension and the affirmation, and we're going to get off here. Yeah, family, they just cut that off right there. Peep it. My biggest weapon is my honest expression, and I will never block my own light. It must shine in all that I do, for my purpose is to lighten up the darkness of this world. I am in this world, but not of it. I am here to do the will of the God inside. The brighter my light gets, the more I allow it to shine genuinely. One more time. My biggest weapon is my honest expression. I will never block my own light. It must shine in all that I do. For my purpose is to lighten up the darkness of this world. I am in this world, but not of it. I am here to do the will of the God inside. The brighter my light gets, the more I allow it to shine genuinely. Peace, love, and more light. This was the 40-day grand ascension. This was day 11 of the 40-day grand ascension. I am your host, JF Bay. This is the Facts Over Feelings Third Eye High podcast. And you can catch this podcast on any, the audio version on any streaming platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor, anywhere you catch your podcast content, right? And we're just going to roll out, you know, and I wanted to highlight a few products, right, of the Empress. This bill was sponsored by Universal Health Guru. Shouts out to the Herbalist Jazz, and we're just going to review her site, go through a few products, and if you use my code JFBEY, B-E-Y, you get 10% off your order, right? So if you go to the Empress's, I don't know what just happened here. Oh, give me a second. If you go to the Empress's website, I'll pin it in the comments, universalhealth.guru. That's the website. And she has an assortment of herbal teas. And these herbal teas are natural remedies for the body, right? She has a great one called Brain Booster, right? It's great for mental clarity, help you get that focus. It's for the brain fog, energy for the day. Great one called Brain Booster. Another one, Blood Detox, help detoxify the impurities, the toxins in the blood, helps get that oxygen going in the system. She has one called Iron Max. A lot of people that are dealing with iron deficiencies, fatigue, chest pains, shortness of breath, muscle aches. A lot of this stuff is dealing with iron deficiency, poor circulation of the blood, not enough oxygen flowing to the arteries and the organs. This great herbal blend tea, Iron Max. Drop a teaspoon in some hot water, make a nice tea in the morning, at night. Great for the body, great source of getting your iron intake. She also has a product called Ultimate Immunity, right? This Ultimate Immunity is great for boosting the immunity and the red tea blood cell count. And it's awesome. All these teas taste great and a great way to get your herbs on the go. The Empress also has a lot of other great products on her site. I'm going to show a few more of them, and if you are interested in purchasing any of the products, I'll tag her website, universalhealth.guru. I'll tag that in the description of the video, as well as my 10% off code. Use my code and get 10% off your overall order, right? So let me pull these up right here. She got some great products and all natural remedies. The Empress carries a great natural plant-based formula for babies, right? We don't want the babies with that Similac and toxic formula that was recalled for several years. Get you that plant-based natural formula if you can't, breastfeed, right? And I want you to patronize the business if you see something you like. She has a great herbal body butter. It's infused with hemp seed oil and CBD. Great for joint pain, ailments, and stuff like that. And of course, the sea moss gel, gotta have that sea moss. But here is the Empress's website if you want to go to it, universalhealth.guru, right? Great site. And you can also schedule a consultation if you want to get a health consultation with the Empress. You can book a consultation to give you an assessment on where you are, things you're trying to get to, your target goals, and give you a list of herbs that you could take to get you there. So she has a sea moss gel, of course she got the sage to clean your space, especially during this Mars retrograde. Load up on your sage, clean your car, clean your space, clean your shower. You know what I'm saying? Clean everywhere you are, where you leave and enter a room, right? She also has the elderberry syrup, the body scrubs, right? There we go, the healing body butter. She has the sea moss and the bladderwrax capsules. She got the mullein tea. That's good for cleaning up the lungs. She got the burdock root. That's good for the blood. She also has a tea from the herbal blend called Allergy Relief, right? If you're dealing with allergy season, she got the herbs, that can help deal with your symptoms and subside them. She also has the colon cleanse, right? You want to clean out that colon. That's good after you do the detox. You want to get out all those parasites, everything that's trapped in the colon before you, change your diet, change your eating. She also has that plant-based baby formula right there. Natural, good for the baby's digestive system. Very healthy. She also has fertility herbs to help those trying to conceive, right? Great chamomile teas. Of course, she has the maca root capsules. That's great for your thyroid issues, great for hormone balance, building up testosterone as well as estrogen. So it's good for male and female. She has a great product called Memergy Tonic, right? The Memergy Tonic is great for boosting the memory as well as boosting your energy levels throughout the day. Give you that mental clarity, right? The Empress has, stuff for in the bedroom, right? If you want to get started. She has stuff for the feminine products. She has, of course, as I said, the assortment of the teas, right? And, of course, she has the apparel, right? So visit the website, universalhealth.guru. Use my code JFBEY, B-E-Y. Get 10% off your overall order, right? So we're going to wrap it up, right? Salute to all those in the check-in. We will be back tomorrow, the 40-day Grand Ascension. I am your host, JFBEY. Get all figured. Get more and do more with your 24. Salute. Give thanks for everybody tuning in. That was day 11, the 40-day Grand Ascension. And I will be back tomorrow with day 12, right? All the way till we get up to 40, right? Because as it speaks in that book, that 40 days, 40 nights. And also, aside from the health products I just advertised, in 2023, the end of January, I will be releasing 40-day raw fast cookbook, right? A 40-day raw fast cookbook.
a lot of different recipes for just raw meals to help cleanse the body as well as heal the body, right? So salute to everybody tuning in. And if you know the vibes by now, we just going through all the books, pulling out light, right? And we're not trying to religious gangbang. You know, I respect all the books and all the prophets, right? Because we're all on our own walk, you know, and one book might speak to you more than others. But I guarantee you, I can pull light out of any one of those books, because truth is universal. And we're all here to love instead of hate. You know what I'm saying? And salute. Everybody following. And, you know, it's a lot of people that are not following and they tune in and catch the build. Do me a favor, click that follow, because you're not following me per se. You're following the message of truth, right? And that's it, because it's never about the messenger. It's always about the message. You know what I'm saying? I hope that you got the message. So I don't do this for the likes. I do this for the love. And if something resonated in your spirit from this build today, guess what? Day 12 is going to resonate with you. And if you are a first-time listener to the podcast of Third Eye High, go back and catch all the rest of the builds from day one, as well as subscribe to the podcast, Third Eye High, on all podcast streaming platforms, Anchor, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, everywhere. Anywhere you get your podcast content, my podcast is available. Third Eye High, right? We deal with a higher consciousness of a flyer culture. And I'm your host, JF Bay, and I'm just here to shine my light your way to help you find your light switch and keep your light lit. Peace, love, and more light. Until next time.